Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And away we go. We just learned about brown fat. Holy cow, never heard of it. But that's what you get here on Leading Edge Medicine.
That's right. And unlike purple people eaters, it's real.
That's it. If you just tuned in, folks, this is Leading Edge Medicine, hour number two, actually. And this is 2 hours of Leading Edge Medicine, sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinic. And we usually start off each hour with something a little different. And usually the first hour, you talk about COVID and the latest stuff going around there.
Then we talked about muscle and fat.
Muscle, the relationship between muscle and fat.
We did brown fat.
There's something else last hour. But in any event, you wanted to start this hour off talking about behavior, bonding between couples. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, or at least between males and females. They may or may not be a couple.
Let's deal with males and females.
Yeah. And of course, that's part of how we become couples.
Yeah.
So, okay. Every creature on this earth has an instinctive mating behavior. Nobody teaches it to them. They didn't read about it in a book. I can promise you frogs and snails and puppy dogs don't read books. Okay. So all of us, including human beings, have a inborn basal brain set of behaviors whenever we are attracted or want to be attractive to a member of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these have actually been cataloged. Almost everything you think of has been studied.
Yeah, the National Geographic is actually pretty graphic about some of them.
Well, that's what they call it, the geographic. A lot of these studies were actually done in singles bars.
Oh,
where
okay.
The researchers went in and with hidden cameras and notebooks, they actually took notes on the behaviors of young men and women that were there to meet other young men and women.
Okay.
And there are a series of stylized behaviors that are consistently kicked out. Men, for instance, when they are trying to attract a woman, don't stand the way they stand around other women or around other men. Okay.
Interesting.
Their shoulders go back. Okay. Their hands tend to go thumbs in the pockets. They're kind of framing their pelvis, you know, and they swagger a bit more. They just they lean back and they swagger.
If you were here, you'd see him swagger.
I was going to say, Pete, are you two recording this? Can you take a picture?
The pelvis forward, and that's how they cross the room. Okay? And they're looking at possible receptive females. When a female is receptive, when she sees a guy with the posture of a male on the make, and she wants to be made, okay, she will then gaze at him, look away, gaze back, hold eye contact for more than a full second.
Okay.
It's that second of eye contact is important. And then there will be the hair flip. Head gets flipped back and the hair gets flipped.
Okay. He's doing that too, and it's not pretty.
That's right. But the hair flip is a very important clue to the guy.
Okay.
That she is receptive in that second of eye gaze and flip.
Okay.
Works. Okay.
All right.
And then if he will cross the room, she'll look away and pretend that she's not interested, but she won't look away for too long because she always wants to look back.
I see.
And catches attention once more.
Okay.
All right. There's a whole series of body postures, how you hold your hands, how you hold your body, how you walk, how you sit. And these have all been cataloged. And you get this long list of male and female behaviors as they interact.
Okay.
It's really kind of fascinating.
Sure. It's fun to listen to.
I would have liked to have been one of the guys doing this research just
but
to sit and watch and
write
these books.
I mean, it was definitely not David Attenborough researching this.
No, it wasn't. But, you know, when I was a young guy, I read these with great interest.
Did you really?
Oh, yes. I used them here in my singles years.
Do you guys actually read this?
Almost never.
Well, okay. Never.
Because
this is Dr. Mixon.
Right.
Because it's all instinctive. You know?
Okay.
But the question is, why do married people act different towards each other? There is the key. Mm-hmm. Single people that are interacting act towards each other very differently than married couples do. And you can tell if a couple is married or not just by the way they interact, how they look at each other, how they stand around each other, etc. You know? So married couples that are no longer flirting and trying to attract their mate are very different from younger couples that are trying to attract the other person.
Sure.
The fascinating thing is that because these behaviors are instinctive, they're built into our brains, we can't help ourselves. If a man acts towards a woman, she reacts. If a woman reacts towards a man, he reacts. Okay? And that's why when you go to a party, and there's a single unattached woman who kind of puts a move on a married man, and the wife comes over with, you know, fire in her eyes.
Oh, she can tell.
She can tell. She recognizes what's happening. She recognizes his reaction to her. See, if the lady comes over and she does the eye flip and the body posture, the breasts are, you know, go forward and the pelvis starts, the guy can't help it. It doesn't matter who he is or how much in love he is. His body reacts. Okay, that's a basal brain thing. He didn't think about it. He just acted. His wife saw his action, and she don't like it.
All right.
We can have him write a book, actually. I think he missed his vocation. He should be an author.
Yes.
The fascinating thing is, it shouldn't have to be strangers. You see, I have been tempted to do classes for couples, teaching them to use these behaviors with little video clips and stuff. Because if you do it towards your wife, she can't help but react. It's her brainstem. You do it towards your husband, he can't help but react. And why not get your mate to react to you like a younger person on the make?
I strut around every night I come home. I do. And that doesn't always work. But sometimes it does.
Well, and, you know, when I was wooing, does anyone use that word anymore?
Sure.
When I was putting the make on Bandine, you know, because she's 30 years my junior, and I'm a beat up old guy, and I got scars here and there, you know. I mean, I'm blown up and shot and stabbed, and, you know, and time and gravity have had their way with me. And I was after this gorgeous young Chinese girl in her 20s. So I used these things.
Okay.
And she reacted.
And it worked.
And I'm married to her.
It worked. Clearly it works. He knows what he's talking about, Pete.
And it also helps if you're feeling good and you're healthy and you've got energy and you've got libido and you've got
And your
stamina.
First date is 10 days on the island of Crete.
That's
and your
right.
second date is two
no,
weeks.
No, I'm just talking about the rest of us mortals. So in any event, this is fascinating. And good health
he's just taught us a lesson on how to rekindle your relationship.
That's
okay?
Right. Hey, listen, there's a many a time where I have joked, I have suggested with humor that we really need to start a counseling division at longevity.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes you can solve a problem, for example, with ED or libido in one or the other. And sometimes they've so fouled up the relationship because of those issues, they need a little counseling.
That's true. And, you know, this is one of those things that if we ever get around to holding a cruise, and we give courses, you know, on each day that we're out at sea, sexuality and passion, and so these things should be taught on the cruise.
Any doctors listening, don't expect a CME, please.
No, but you might get lucky. Yeah. So.
Okay.
This would be fascinating. And a cruise probably is in our future, but not for the near term.
Not with COVID around.
Yeah, those poor cruise ships are still
I'm not about
struggling.
To get on a cruise ship with 3,000 other people in COVID.
No, not indeed. So with all of that in mind, longevity really can play a role.
We can, although we are not giving this particular lecture series in the clinics.
No.
And do not expect your doctor to demonstrate, you know, flirtatious behavior.
No.
But like I said, being healthy makes being the application of some of these things you're talking about more practical.
Well, and yes, and moving up. The sex hormones in men and women can raise their natural libido levels, so they have more natural interest in in their partner.
Sure.
And you're right, being healthy happens. And then there is the physical, okay? Among our instinctive behaviors that we can use here at longevity is body shape.
Mm.
You realize that the single most consistent factor in a woman being interested in a man is the ratio between his shoulders and his waist.
Hmm.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They've proven that. I know you've shared this before.
He doesn't have to have slender hips, but if shoulders need to be significantly wider than the waist, and the more that ratio, that V shape, the more physical interest women have towards a man. And with a man towards a woman, it is the ratio between the waist and the hips. You know, everybody seems to think, and women keep going off to the plastic surgeons and wanting to get bigger breasts. Mm-hmm. It's not the breast size, although those can be spectacular and attention-getting, but if what you're really after is the guy's attention as a potential mate, it's waist-to-hip ratios.
Interesting.
Okay. So a slender waist and rounded hips and buttock is what a man is looking for in a woman, and shoulders to waist, woman looking for in a man.
This is just another illustration when we say we are not a weight loss clinic. We are not a sexuality clinic. We are not any.
But human beings made the way they're made.
That's right.
It has an impact.
That's right. And so weight and exercise and diet and comprehensive hormone replacement therapy, this plays a huge role in who we are, and yes, in who we are as couples.
That's right.
How we relate to each other.
And now you ought to tell them about the HA appointment so they can come in and get started with this.
Well, if you insist. Anyway, folks, this is fun. This is why we make the free health analysis appointments, because it's your first step. And so maybe you've been listening to the show, not just today, but maybe for a month, a year, some of you 10, 15, 20 years. And it is now finally time. We had someone on as a guest. When was it? They've made the comment that that they've been listening for 10 years. And it was finally time for them to come in. Their various situations, their job, their marriage, all this sort of thing. It was time. Well, maybe it's time. And here we are early in 2021, and you would like to come in and get those two free tests? It's part of the free appointment. Two free tests, the blood test and the special InBody. And yes, we are still offering the free health analysis appointments as well. So along with $100 of free supplements. So lots of reasons why you should go to our website, lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. I suggest you do it now, even during the break if you want, because you can do it in about 2-3 minutes. You hear the music? We'll be back.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call someone with experience. Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho in Kirkland. 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000.
We'd just like to encourage your audience who hasn't come in and listen to a seminar and you folks to take a look at it. I honestly, you say 10 to 15 years on your advertisements. I think I feel better than I felt 30 years ago.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I've got Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat here today. We're going to take some more calls here real quickly. I just want to remind you, I've mentioned it already, but I'll mention it again. Next Saturday, I've got Dr. Dan Nelson from ProOrtho, our pain specialist. He's going to be here. Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. Two very good reasons why you want to tell your friends about our program and have them join us as well. Pain, I understand, is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And so lots of reasons why you're going to want, maybe you've got a question for Dr. Dan Nelson. And maybe you want to hear more about stem cell therapy, because that is one of many modalities that Dr. Nelson uses. So that's pretty cool. And he'll be here live for your questions. So get rid of them. You can call in next Saturday. And then Dr. Michael Gilbert, same thing goes, from Northwest Vision Institute. So many reasons why you need to hear from this guy. And you probably have questions for him as well. All right. Next Saturday on Leading Edge Medicine. And now it's time for another call. Let's go to Seattle and talk to Mike. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've got a question about the sulfur amino acid consumption with cardiometabolic risk factors in a journal that just published February 3rd. Okay. So reading this article, it says high-protein diets increase cardiovascular risk. And the study says that excess sulfur amino acids, such as cysteine and methionine, are involved. And the problem is arterial plaque formation. Now, I realize this is probably a Reuben Maiden question, but I know that Pete has been in this ballpark. And I'm curious because there's a recommendation that to prevent sarcopenia, you need to ingest adequate amino acids such as leucine. So it seems like there's sort of a little conflict here. Maybe more so for the aged. Could you
talk are about you calling me aged?
NH3 are you, or, study.
Are you calling me aged?
No, he's just calling you old.
No, I mean, you're younger. I've been over at the clinic when you were there, and you're just a young kid. I'm the old guy.
All right. Okay, let's talk about this. What you're looking at, though, is Dr. Mixon's first rule of medicine. Anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. You know, it's always a balancing act, and there's always a trade-off.
Yes, I know. Okay.
And the question is, which gives you the most positive bang for your buck and the least amount of downside? People over 60 need more protein. That's just all there is to it. The need for protein in those of us that are over 60 is twice that of young people. And if we don't get adequate protein, we dwindle away. So, you know, your trade-off. Now, it's true that animal proteins have some downsides. If they are overcooked, if they're overheated, since they also have animal fats along with those proteins, you never eat straight animal protein. You know, you're eating meat, and meat is a mixture. then you get carcinogen formation and you raise your risk of colon cancer. Yeah. So that's always a worry with meats. And so when you eat meats, yes, you're far better to boil them than you are to char them.
And I do that.
Yeah. And that, you know, this is a good thing. The amino acids, my favorite one for older people that are trying to build muscle mass and stay strong and yet decrease their risk are the hydrolyzed proteins, things like SLIM, which you take a whey-based protein, which is an animal protein, and you hydrolyze it. You basically break the protein down to the component amino acids, and you now have no fats present. You don't even have to digest the proteins because they are now in their building block phase, and you can absorb those amino acids into your system very quickly and build your own muscle out of them. So that's actually my favorite recommendation for older folks is
so
replace one of your meals
of plant protein versus let's say whey protein. Is that, I mean, I'm looking at the ingredients, and it's like, you know, the essential amino acids are in the plant proteins, and so I don't understand why plant proteins would be any less cardiovascular risky than whey protein.
No, they really aren't.
Or am I getting too far into the weeds here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think for anybody in this room.
Way, I'm a chemical engineer and a doctor and a professor.
So,
I get a kick out of your saying that doctors are teachers.
Well, they damn well better be, or they're not real doctors, in my opinion.
Okay. A lifetime professor. You know, it's like, wow, that's nice.
That's right. Reality is that the closer the protein is to the proteins in your own body, the more effectively your body can use them. Okay. I mean, the ideal protein for people would be people. But we have some social ethical issues in consuming people, you know. But the further away it is from us, the bigger a stretch it is for our body to turn it into us. I mean, that's the real world. And that's the advantage of animals. Animals are closer to people than cabbages are, okay, or than legumes are. And so, animal proteins have real advantages if your goal is to make strong, robust, muscular, fit human beings. But plant proteins will work. You just have to do more work to turn them into you. That's all. Okay. But my biggest worry with forming plaque and cardiovascular risk is not the type of protein you're consuming. It is the amount of inflammation in your arteries. The inflammation is what damages that LDL. And the damaged LDL is what your white blood cells come in and phagocytize. They engulf them. And when the white cell is filled up with damaged LDL, it's then sequestered and laid down on the wall of the artery and forms plaque. Okay. The two ways to avoid plaque. One, you can lower the amount of cholesterol in your bloodstream. And that's the traditional approach. Equally effective is to decrease the amount of inflammation in your bloodstream. And if you decrease the inflammation and you're not damaging the LDL, the amount of LDL becomes less important.
Yeah, I actually have my LDL, oxidized LDL measure, and it's good.
Good.
Along with homocysteine and CRP. But my blood urea nitrogen is, creeping up. And I saw that as one of the parameters in this study.
It is, but once more, that's a function of aging kidney function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you're getting older,
I got that.
Yeah, as you're getting older, your kidneys are less and less efficient at clearing out the nitrogen, and so your blood urea nitrogen starts to rise. That's not so much a matter of that's a function of time and gravity, not your diet so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there you go, Mike.
Very, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you much. I'm getting real close to having to take another break, but let me just quickly say, you keep hearing about all of these things, all these questions, the answers, the responses, and I sometimes refer to the little piece of the pie. We've illustrated several pieces of the pie, several reasons why you might want to consider Longevity Medical Clinic.
here we are early, still very early in 2021. And I just encourage you, let's make 2021 a year of transition for you, a crossroads, whatever you want to call it. And if you've been meaning, maybe you've been procrastinating, that's okay to admit it. You've been procrastinating. You know you want to make one of the free health analysis appointments. Well, I hope you'll do it. And if you're new to the program, basically a free health analysis appointment includes two free tests, a blood test and a special in-body test. Together, combined together, you will understand what some of your basic health risks are. Pretty cool. And we're also giving you $100 of free longevity supplements just for coming in to the free appointment with the two free tests. So you make your own appointment online. That's one way to do it. Most people do it online. Go to our website, lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Push the schedule now button and you select the clinic. We've got three longevity medical clinics here, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. You pick the clinic that is easiest for you, closest to where you live, for example, or maybe closest to where you work. When you pick, let's say you pick Kirkland, well, then the Kirkland schedule for the free health analysis appointments will show up on your screen. You just simply select, click on the appointment that is best for you, like Monday at 2 o'clock or Tuesday at 10 a.m., that sort of thing. You click on it, it's yours. And you can do that right now. About most of you will do it that way. The rest of you, if you'd rather call, you can wait till Monday. You can do it online right now, but you can wait till Monday and call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Either way, why don't you take that first step? It's okay. Maybe you're still skeptical, but it's an easy step to take. Go to lmclinic.com. Make an appointment or call us at 866-86-YOUNG. And we'll be back real quickly. We'll take, I think we can take another call. Let's see.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Listen to past programs by going to lmclinic.com.
I fly for a living, and I'm changing time zones and all this other stuff, and getting colds, and when I get a cold, I can't fly. I thought, well, let's give this a shot. I started taking the supplements, and I noticed less colds, so I'm just working, you know? So then I thought, well, let's try the rest of it. But for us, it's big improvement, and that's why we stay with it.
Welcome back, everyone. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Talk about being on the leading edge today. Lots of good stuff we're talking about. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat. And folks, you ought to know how this program develops. You sometimes might think that we come into the studio here and we've got it all storyboarded out. I mean, we know exactly what we're going to say. But that rarely happens.
Don't tell them the truth.
Well, no. I'm giving them the secrets. What usually happens is both of their computers are out and open. And during the breaks, they're reading some medical this or that. Or you, Dr. Umat, you saw a patient yesterday or Wednesday or that kind of a thing. And so that's how this next segment is. That's how we develop what you guys teach about.
Yeah, we're just talking to each other about what happened to us during the week.
That's right.
That's right.
And so whatever we happen to be discussing is what goes out on the air.
So right now we are going to talk about, I had no idea until 45 seconds ago.
Yes.
We're going to talk about collagen and joint pain.
Yes.
And quite frankly, that's a darn good subject because we have a whole lot of people listening with joint pain.
Yes, we do.
So where are you headed?
Well,
it's a very, absolutely. No, I've been asked all the time, you know, about collagen use and joint pain. Well, remember, cartilage prevents the bone-on-bone grinding, and cartilage and collagen help maintain normal musculoskeletal health.
Right.
But like everything else in our body, with time and age and gravity, that collagen is diminishing. The question was, does it... an oral supplement of collagen help replace what we're missing? And I've struggled with this, Jerry, because I felt that, you know, taking a pill of collagen can't possibly be digested, or does it really work? But taking collagen in your diet, that's totally different. Eating collagen, natural sources of collagen, is totally different than taking a pill and expecting that same pill to do something for you.
And part of that is just the amount.
Yeah.
The amount of collagen in a capsule is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 to 400 milligrams. That is 300 to 400 thousandth of 1 gram. And there are 35 grams in 1 ounce.
Mm.
Okay. So you, to get an ounce of dietary collagen, would be taking somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 pills. All right.
Yikes.
You can eat an ounce of collagen pretty easily. You are not likely to take 70 pills once or twice a day.
No, true. But, you know, as I've read about it more and more over the course of time, a couple of things have stood out. First of all, the impact of lifestyle choices. You know, that's a huge deal. How much you exercise, how much you walk, mm-hmm. you're suddenly not going to be able to do a lot more if you've led a sedentary lifestyle through most of your adult life.
Yes.
So if changes happen slowly and over time, so if you want to cultivate that habit into your 60s, 70s and beyond, then you have to start now in your 40s, 30s, 40s and 50s to be able to maintain that. But the more you use it, the more you will make. And then I'm reading a lot more suggesting that protein powders, collagen powders that you can use in smoothies or drinks along with those capsules may actually enhance mm-hmm. and help you. They certainly provide the building blocks.
When you're throwing a couple of tablespoons or teaspoons into theirs, again, it's volume.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you're getting a whole lot more. 1 teaspoon is about 5 grams. Okay. And remember, we talked about with capsules, yeah. mm-hmm. we're talking milligrams, thousandth of a gram.
Mm-hmm.
1 milligram is 1,000th of a gram. 350 is about 1/3 of a gram, and there's 35 grams in an ounce.
Right.
Okay. So you could throw in a couple of teaspoons or 1 big tablespoon, you got the equivalent of a humongous number of pills.
Sure.
Secondly, that cartilage that goes in your mouth and into your gut does not then go out into your bloodstream and find its way to your skin or your joints. That cartilage is hydrolyzed. It is broken apart. It is ripped apart to its constituent amino acids.
Right.
Those amino acids then go into your gut.
Yeah.
They get absorbed. You now have amino acids in your blood that your
yes.
body needs to make the cartilage that your body requires. So eating cartilage or taking cartilage pills doesn't get cartilage to the joint. Okay? It provides you the dietary components so that your body has the building blocks so you can make cartilage. But then comes the next question. Just because you got those building blocks in your blood doesn't mean you're going to use them to make cartilage.
Sure.
You may burn them for energy,
uh-huh.
if no other reason. Okay. So the next question is, how do you trigger your body to make that cartilage?
Mm-hmm. And the answer is?
Well, I'm looking at her. Because I don't want to dominate this.
But you have to have the building blocks for your body to be able to use it. So it's an inflammatory reaction. You have to cause that wear and tear for it to build it.
You just said it, right. It's the micro trauma.
Yeah.
The best way to get your joints to shrivel up and lose that cartilage is to sit and baby them.
Right.
And be kind to them, okay?
Yeah.
Because you have to stimulate the joint to make new cartilage.
Yeah.
And the way you stimulate the joint is with microtrauma. That is, you go out and you use it.
Yes.
You walk, you climb stairs, you take hikes, you do a little jogging. And using it
right.
puts the stress on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's that stress that has the body then send out chemical signals that said, hey, wait a minute, I'm being stressed. I need some more cushion yes. down here. And so then in flood the components and you make the cartilage in response to
boy,
that.
That's very all right. encouraging.
And that's how you decrease the pain. So it's not all by just sitting and waiting for the pain to go away. It's by using yeah. the joint.
And that's a common mistake. And it's one that doctors used to make.
Yes,
I don't know any doctors that do that anymore.
No, correct.
It used to be when you had a painful joint, the doctor would say, well, you know, you got to take it easy. You got to baby that joint. You don't want to wear it out. And the philosophy was that you would wear out a joint by using it more. And it's not true.
It's not true,
the
right.
reality is you rebuild the collagen surfaces and you rebuild the bone.
Yeah.
You don't make bone unless you stress the bone.
Yeah.
So the bone and the cartilage, the entire joint, is dependent on being used. The trick is if you got a lot of pain
yeah.
and you've already narrowed down your cartilage,
yeah.
how do you overcome the pain, the discomfort,
mm-hmm.
to trigger new growth? Because guess what? If you hurt and you go out today and get some exercise, you're not going to have new cartilage tomorrow.
No.
Doesn't yes. happen in a day or two.
That's right. And just as a PS here, this is very well timed. Dr. Dan Nelson is going to be here this next Saturday for Leading Edge Medicine talking about this. Let me ask you this. If your doctor tells you you have bone on bone, what does that mean as it relates to your situation?
It means on the X-ray.
Yes.
He doesn't see any cartilage cushion between the two bony surfaces. There is almost always some cartilage there.
Sure.
It's just thin.
Sure.
And it may be fragmentary. And the trick is to start growing that cartilage again. If you've got the time, gentle exercise at first, working up, raising your anabolic hormones, decreasing your inflammatory markers, losing your fat, those sorts of things will help you to grow new stuff.
Yeah.
But since you're mentioning Dr. Nelson, taking some stem cells out of your bone
yeah.
marrow,
yeah,
putting those and some PRP into the joint,
yeah,
will speed the process up.
Sure, sure. But also, Jerry, you know, we know from clinical medicine that there may not be a direct correlation between loss of cartilage and pain. Some people have wonderful cartilage but are still in pain.
Yes.
So you have to really look for the causes of their pain, and it may not be in loss of cartilage alone. So you have to find other causes for their pain.
Just another good reminder that Dan Nelson, Dr. Dan Nelson, who hasn't been here for a while, will be back. I just talked with him, and he said he could make it.
Okay.
So use it or really?
Lose it.
Use it. Yeah, use it or lose it. And if you've lost a lot of it, if you want to rebuild it,
you can.
You've got to start using it. But that means you have to start gently.
Yes.
True. And build on it and use the progress to allow yourself to make more progress.
Right.
Now, there's other times I've heard you say, though, if you're in pain.
Pain
for
is
example, when I've exercised and stuff yes. or had a problem, thrown my back out, that sort of thing, you've said, okay, be careful then.
Yeah, be careful. I didn't say go to bed and stay there.
Yeah.
yeah.
Dang it.
Pain is nature's way of saying don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Pain says something is amiss, something is wrong, and you better pay attention to it. So you always want to listen to Mother Nature. But just like when you were listening to your real mommy, you didn't always follow her advice completely, did you? So when Mother Nature is sending you pain signals, it says something is wrong. Now you need to intelligently evaluate the situation and say, okay, how do I overcome this pain? How do I grow some muscle? Because weak muscle hurts. Strong muscles don't hurt. And that's usually what happens with exercise. People over-exercise.
Yeah.
They strain a muscle. They get micro tears in the fascia. They bleed into the muscle, and that's causing pain.
Sure.
So you need to back off a few days, let the pain resolve, and then do progressive exercise. Start back a little more gently, but each time you exercise, you step it up and you make it a little more vigorous, a little harder, a little more stress.
Yeah.
And you give the muscle time to adjust.
Right.
And you have to do the same thing with worn old joints. You have to give them time to adjust, but use them.
Yeah, yeah. And especially a reminder to weekend warriors, you know, when you were young, if you're not working all week long and you go run a marathon on the weekend, you'll still recover. But as you get older, that becomes harder and harder.
Yeah, you may run that marathon and spend the next week in bed.
Yeah.
Just because everything hurts.
Yes. Yeah. So don't do that.
Interesting. Well, this has been really, really good. And again, another reminder, join us next week. Dr. Dan Nelson will be here and we'll be taking a lot of calls. For him. So get your questions ready and be ready to call in next week. All right. With that, let's go to a break here just a hair early and so we can take some calls when we come back. Don't go far.
I went to the Linwood office and I must tell you, your staff is so amazing. At Longevity, they talk to you. They make you understand what's going on, and they give you the numbers so you have a starting point. And that's what I love about coming to you guys.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Sly and the Family Stone. No. Yes, you are. But you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine.
Make up your mind.
Yes, well, you're listening to both.
But Sly and the Family Stone are our guests today.
Yes. But here's, you know, that little testimonial you heard, how much she likes the staff. She loves the staff.
The
staff is friendly. The staff gives you the information. It's so wonderful. We need to take a little detour. We don't do this often. Actually, we probably don't do it often enough. Talk about Bellamedica, which is the aesthetic division of Longevity. Mm-hmm. Hey, we've had Bellamedica for 15 years anyway. But it's been the last year and a half, we've been making Bellamedica available not just to the patients at Longevity, which was the original design, I guess. But now we're opening it to all of our radio listeners and making a big deal of it. And two things. Number one, we have extended the Valentine's Day specials that are pretty cool, and I'll announce what those are in just a moment.
2 weeks of Valentine's Day.
Well,
it's a holiday for lovers. Why shouldn't it be 2 weeks long?
Well, no, I'm saying 2 weeks longer. We're going to extend it. Originally,
well, people can have as many weeks as they like for Valentine's Day.
But see, normally we have a Valentine's Day.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I think we need Valentine's weeks.
Oh, we month do, sounds do we? Better.
A month is even better.
Valentine's month. That's what we're doing with Bellamedica specials. We talked about the specials that were going to be good through Valentine's Day, which was last weekend. And we basically looked at each other and said, phooey. We're going to extend it all the way through February. So.
Oh, he's the only one who says for me.
Well. But, Jerry, you'll be proud of your Bellamedica team. You know what?
I'm proud of my Bellamedica team.
I know, but they're so smart. They're on the leading edge of Bellamedica, not just leading edge of medicine like we are here.
Okay.
Because I was looking at an article talking about trends in aesthetic medicine.
Yes.
And in the past, you know, Botox and fillers, of course, are always the number one users, and they still are. But the other things that were popular were photofacials or microdermabrasions or chemical peels. But now laser hair removal has made it to the list. And guess what?
It's our number one thing.
It is our number one thing. But PRP and microneedling is up there. We do a lot of that.
Yes, we do.
It is a close second. And then the next one that really caught my eye was body contouring.
Uh-huh.
People are going in for aesthetic medicine so that they can reshape their bodies without going through surgery.
Yeah, and you know, the thing I love about the body contouring is it's not just for chubby people. Okay, if you're a man or a woman and you are concerned about your fitness and you go to the gym and you work out regularly and you watch your diet, but you just can't get rid of those last love handles.
Right.
You know, or that last bit of lower belly sag. The body contouring devices work beautifully.
They do.
You know, we can just put those on and 26 minutes after the button is pushed, you know, you've started the process, and over the next few weeks, 20 to 25% of that fat is just going to shrivel up and go away.
Yeah. I was touched really by one of my patients who had the treatment, and they told her that she would need at least two treatments. And by the time she came back for the second one, they really had a hard time finding some fat for her to get rid of.
So she got a great response.
Yes, she did. She did. They did some radio frequency for her on top of that then, so she could get some skin tightening.
Just tighten up the skin. Well,
here's the bottom line with Bellamedica, because I'm going to try to sneak in another call before we have to say goodbye today. Bellamedica has had these three different categories of specials for the Valentine's Day. Now they're good for the whole month. We are offering, and this is especially important because here we are in February, and spring and summer are about here. So we've got a 50% off any of our hair removal packages. Talk about timing. This is the timing. And 50% off. Also 50% off any of our face microneedling packages. And those are the ones with the PRP. And so 50% off all of those packages as well. And then the final area, kind of special category, is hair restoration. Already a fraction of the cost of what hair transplanting is. Mm-hmm. But we're doing 30% off our hair restoration program. Folks, if you have ever decided or thought this would be good for you, the hair restoration, the hair removal, or the face microneedling, yes, with PRP, amazing savings. I just encourage you to go to our Bellamedica website, bellamedica.com. Beautiful medicine, Bellamedica, Bellamedica. Bellamedica.com. Push the schedule now button, and you will be given two options, two types of appointment. One for hair restoration, because it's just a little bit different staffing requirements. So it's a different category of appointment, but it's free appointment. And, or the second option is for all the other lasers and all the other services that we've just talked about. And so that, and then some, because there's about 35 altogether. Anyway. So you just decide what type of an appointment, click, and then the schedule will come up on your screen, and you pick your own appointment. Real easy to do. Real easy to do. And it's all at bellamedica.com. Now, if you don't have a computer, that's okay. You can call us also. We have a special Bellamedica toll-free number, 844-744-4844. 844-744-4844. 4844. I hope you will do that. The specials are amazing. Why don't you take advantage of them? I would do that real quickly. Oh, boy, you know, I'm just afraid we've gone a little too long talking about Bellamedica, but that's okay. A lot of you folks really ought to, if you've been thinking about any of these aesthetic services, you really ought to check out Bellamedica.com. Lots of fun stuff on the website, and go ahead and make one of those free appointments. In the meantime, though, I do want to remind you, I've got Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho. He's going to be here next Saturday. And Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute is going to be here next Saturday, too, both of them. We've actually had a number of people that call in, write in, that sort of a thing. and have asked when are they going to be back on the air, because they've got questions for them. So I have a feeling we'll be taking a whole lot of calls from you folks live this next Saturday. I'm not exactly sure the timing for each of them right now. I'll be figuring that out. But pain, Dr. Dan Nelson is a pain specialist. I think you all know that, with Pro Ortho. He also deals with stem cell therapy for obvious reasons. And he's the guy that Dr. Mixon, right, Jerry? Yep. He's the guy that we refer all of our patients to at Longevity Medical Clinic if you're struggling with pain. Neck pain, back pain, hip, finger, leg, shoulder pain. Doesn't matter what kind of pain it is. This is what Dan Nelson has been dealing with for over 30 years now. That's his specialty. And so the whole concept, if you don't measure, you don't know, has never been more true than when it comes to pain. For example, if you've got a bad knee, the last person you want to go to is a surgeon. Because they look at you like a hammer looks at a nail. And you want somebody that's going to look at your knee and diagnose and determine what all of your options are. Because chances are you do have options and not just a knee replacement. When it comes to knees, 700,000 knee replacements a year in America. And there are a lot of studies that show that as many as 500,000 of those are unnecessary. And this is why you want to hear from Dr. Dan Nelson and maybe even make an appointment with Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho. He's right in Totem Lake. Anyway, he's going to be here. It's fascinating. He always gets a lot of calls. So I hope you can tune in for that. And Michael Gilbert is the same thing. He is sort of the leading ophthalmologist, quite literally, in the Pacific Northwest. Northwest Vision Institute is an amazing place. And there are things, there are reasons. If you're 50 years or older, if you're 50 or older and you haven't had an annual exam, you know, eye exam, this is serious stuff, because there are things that can happen, permanent things that are unfixable things that can be happening to you right now. And if you don't deal with it early, you've got a serious problem. So just because you're saying, well, I think things are pretty good, I don't have any real problems. Well, listen, you need that annual exam once you're 50 and older. I promise you. And you'll just enjoy Michael Gilbert. Again, he'll be here next weekend as well. So there you go. Heads up. And with that, as we get close to saying goodbye here, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for all of the friends that you're telling about Leading Edge Medicine. Our numbers are growing. More and more people are listening every weekend, and we appreciate that. If you would like to take that first baby step and grab one of the free health analysis appointments, I hope you'll do it. No sense going through another year dealing with whatever your health issues are. If you're not happy with your aging process, boy, I hope you'll simply go online at lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, and push the schedule now button and make a free health analysis appointment. Yes, you get the two tests, the blood test and the special in-body, and also $100 of free longevity supplements. Pretty easy to do. You can go again, simply go to lmclinic.com, or you can call 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. All right, folks, have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll see you back here next Saturday for another edition of Leading Edge Medicine.